Lord, my life is available as a sacrifice unto you this morning. Mighty God, take me, take me, take me, Lord. I'm all yours. You made me, you created me for your pleasure. Break me, O Lord. Break everything that does not resemble you in my life. And Lord, remold me. Mold me into that new person. That original intention that you had for me. Mold me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, and use me for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mold me, Jehovah. Mold me, King of Kings. Mold me that, Lord, I may become that man, that woman that you have intended for me to be from the beginning, from the before the foundations of the earth. Break me, Lord, and mold me, Jehovah, that I may be useful in your hands. I may be useful to you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, my life I offer on your throne this morning as a sacrifice. Lord, I yield myself a willing offering unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My life is a sacrifice for you, O Lord. And I declare this morning that I'm available to you. Please open your Bibles with me this morning to Job. Job chapter 42. Many of us are familiar with the story of the life of Job. Job was a man that loved God so much. And Job was a man that suffered a great deal because of God. Job chapter 42, and I'm reading verse 3. Say, who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Listen to this, and this is where I'm going. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Job is saying here, after the Lord had rebuked him, he realized that he's been making statements that were not true about God. Many of us, we have said things that are not true about God. You know, sometimes you are going through, you say, this is my lot. God is the one that is causing me to go through this. He said, I have hidden counsel without knowledge. And he began to pray to God. He said, Almighty God, show me things so wonderful that I knew not. It means it does not matter what your experience is today. There are things more wonderful that you have not known about God yet. I want you to pray this morning. Make it your prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me, make me wonderful like I have never known before. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray this morning? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me things too wonderful for me that I have never known before. Make my life a wonder. Make my life a wonder. In the name of Jesus, Lord, things that I have never experienced before, things that I have never uttered before, things that I have never done before, potentials that I've laid buried in me, Lord, let them begin to come forth. Let them begin to come forth. Let me begin to do the incredible. Let me begin to do the incredible. Things wonderful. Things too wonderful for me to behold, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. I give you praise. I give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Daddy, indeed, besides you, there is none else. You are the Ancient of Days. You have been from the ages past and before the ages past, you have been. And Lord, the amazing thing about you is you remain the same. You never change. Your word tells us that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It means all your mighty acts that we have read of in Scripture. Things you did yesterday, you are able to repeat them today. Oh, you are able to create a new thing. You are able to make a new thing. You are able to do signs. You are able to do wonders. You are able to do things too beautiful, more wonderful for us to behold. Daddy, we yield ourselves to you today. Lord, please let your hands be upon us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, touch every heart today. Lord, touch every eyes today. Daddy, touch every ear today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the issues of life begin to overflow from our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. The psalmist said, my heart is indicting a good matter. Lord, today let our hearts begin to indict a good matter in the mighty name of Jesus. Say we have a goodly heritage. Lord, may we begin to walk in the reality of that heritage in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do a new thing today with our lives, in our lives, through our lives, by our lives. Lord, do a new thing in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name and your name alone be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. Amen. Make the devil mad some more. Shout hallelujah. Amen. You see, the interesting thing that is important for us to note is that the devil cannot stand where God is being praised. Praise the Lord. So if you want to chase out the devil from around you, you want to chase away some demons from around you, what you have to do is simple. Praise God. Because when you are praising God, they are mad. You know, Satan was the chief worshiper in heaven before he was cast out of heaven. So when he hears people worshiping God, it makes him mad. It makes him mad. Anybody here want to make Satan mad today? At least drive them away from your region, from your area. Shout a loud hallelujah. Amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. Let's put our hands together for the choir. Let's encourage them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That song is like I always say to them, let's sing songs with meaning. That song truly does have meaning. Amen. And it is my prayer that we truly and truly will offer our lives as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Interestingly enough, at the ministers' meeting this morning, our prayer was simple. We were praying, Lord, empty us. Empty us and fill us with the new wine. Fill us with the new anointing. Fill us with the freshness of your spirit. Praise the Lord. And then they came and said, take me, break me, mold me, and use me. Friends, if God does not break us, we are useless in his hand. Praise the Lord. Anyone that has a mind of their own, God cannot use. Because I'm not working for myself, I'm working for someone greater and someone mightier. You know, so if you and I are going to work for God and work with God, we have to surrender our will to his. And that is what that song says. Please, let's put our hands together one more time for the choir. Awesome, 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 awesome. God bless you. Well, we thank God for a successful anniversary celebration. The Lord helped us. Friends, I want to let you know right off the bat now that being a pastor for 10 years is not a joke. Many times I have quit. Say, I'm not doing anymore. Praise the Lord. But I thank God that in those 10 years, God has placed people around me that even though unknown to them, they have been great encouragements to me. You know, like the workers in the church. Let's put our hands together for the workers. You know, there are many people, there are many people that do things that you will never see. You just see the effect of what they do. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, a couple of people were here till like 11:30 in the night because they were running cables through the ceiling to run to the back over there, run to my office,
And then we went to the attic. We were drilling holes in the attic so that we can pass things down nicely. You know, so there are many people that are sacrificing a lot. What I want you to know is that even though nobody may see nor appreciate what you're doing, God sees and recognizes your work. And it is my prayer that your work will be acceptable to the Most High in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want to say a big thank you to all the workers, to everyone that gave, everyone that did one thing or the other. When you begin to have grandpas in the choir, you know something great is happening. Praise the Lord. I don't know, maybe this will cause him not to tell me things anymore. He was telling me, he said, Pastor, as we were singing, I said, but you were singing good. He said, Pastor, he was effizy. He said, I was feeling dizzy. He said, the bass, as the thing was going, doom, 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 doom. My body was shaking. Everything was vibrating. He said, but I thank God I made it through. I said, but you didn't look like it. we thank God for your life, sir. Mrs. Irewole, where's Mommy Irewole? You know, grandmother, she also was there. Everybody, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will honor you. The Lord will satisfy you with good things in the mighty name of Jesus. The choir, they had to do extra overtime. Boy, everything came out beautiful. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, so we give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. We thank God for Johnny Mercies. For everyone that traveled, they are back to base. No accidents, no evil report associated with this meeting. You see, one of the things we don't understand is when a crowd gathers together, like we gather every Sunday like this, you know, there are some potential dangers. That is why the city insists that you must have a lighted exit sign, because they're expecting that something may happen. Praise the Lord. But we gather every Sunday, we gather on Tuesday, we gather on Thursday, we gather every time we gather, even throughout the anniversary, when we had a lot more people, there were no emergencies. Can you imagine somebody says, fire, fire, fire? What do you think will happen? We'll be prostrate worshiping the Lord? No, everybody's looking for exit. You know, and the story will never end. In fact, the people that didn't know about the church before will suddenly know about the church. In fact, you will see headline news. Oh, church in concert and fire broke out, but God forbid. I say God forbid. That did not happen to us and will never be our portion. So we want to give all the glory and the honor unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for the harvest of souls, people that gave their life to Christ. To God alone be the glory. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture for the month of June is taken from Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. It says, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for me, and I shall hold my peace. This is the word of the Lord. And this word actually speaks to the incredible nature of God. Because if you know the story very well, the children of Israel had been in captivity for hundreds of years. And all of a sudden, at long last, God sent them a deliverer. God will send a deliverer to you in the name of Jesus. So the Lord sent them a deliverer, and the deliverer brought them out of Egypt, but they were not out of the woods yet. And the Bible says as they were going, they got to the Red Sea, and suddenly they looked back. Like you and I, we look back from time to time. Suddenly, they looked back, and they saw the army of Egypt after them. The strongest army in the world. The most powerful army in the world was after them, pursuing them. And ahead of them was the Red Sea. Even if it was a lake ahead of them, there was over 1 million people to cross the lake. So they stood there, and God said to them, you will hold your peace. Why? Because God will fight for you. And God did a new thing that day. The Bible says God told Moses that he should lift up the rod, and he lifted up the rod, and the Red Sea parted. God created a new thing. God created a highway in the midst of the sea. I want you to lift up your right hand to the Lord today. Today's service is going to be prophetic, because God will do new things in your life.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, do a new thing in my life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he brought them to the Red Sea. God did a new thing, created a highway in the midst of the sea, and they crossed over. You are crossing over today. The moment they crossed over, listen to me, the moment they crossed over to the other side, it was a new journey. It was a new beginning. The old was past, because God told them, God said to them, he said, the Egyptians that you have seen before now, he said, you will see them no more. And God saw to it that day, because as they crossed the sea, the enemy is very daring. Many of you don't know Satan. His other name is stubborn. His other name is never giving up. His other name is cantankerous. He's a very wicked devil. The Bible says, as they crossed the sea, if that was me, if I was Pharaoh, I know this sea very well. I have been to this sea many times. I know this is a sea. And I see a highway. I see a wall of water to the right and to the left. And I see people marching through and nothing is happening to them. That will cause me to wonder. And say, these people, they have some kind of jazz that I don't know about. Let them get through and then we will meet them on the other side one way or another. But the devil pushed them. They entered into the midst of the sea. And as the Lord has said that the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. All of the army of Pharaoh, including Pharaoh himself, they were destroyed that day. You will cross over today. You are crossing over today. You are beginning a new journey. You will begin to sing a new song and dance a new dance in the mighty name of Jesus. So they crossed over. They crossed over and a new journey began. The title of the sermon today, by the way, is A New Beginning. It's a new beginning in the name of Jesus. You see, the number 10 completes a cycle. And that cycle is a decade. And when a cycle is completed, guess what happens? A new cycle begins. It's a new beginning. You enter into a new phase. And I have it on good authority today that you and I, we are entering into a new phase. We are starting a new journey. In the name of Jesus, like number 7, number 10 also is the number of completeness. We have completed a decade as a church by the grace of God. And believe me, what God does to his church is an indication of what he wants to begin to do in the individual members in that church. So as God has allowed us to complete a decade as a church, I prophesy to you today that you will finish all of your incomplete assignments in the mighty name of Jesus. Many of us have projects that you are beginning to wonder that will I ever complete this thing? Will I ever be able to do this thing? You have planned, you have prepared, you have spent money, you have spent time, you have thought, you have imagined, you have done everything thinkable, but nothing has happened yet. But I have it on good authority today that you will finish. You will finish strong. You will finish well in the mighty name of Jesus. And if I tell you the past 10 years has been a smooth sailing, I'll be lying to you. In the past 10 years, there have been many offenses. In the past 10 years, there have been many disappointments, both ways. I've offended you, you've offended me. I've disappointed you, you've disappointed me. But I want to declare unequivocally today and publicly, because we are entering into a new phase, we're starting a new journey. For every offense, I am sorry. Praise the Lord. Let's start on a new slate. Because what God promises to do, starting from right now going forward, is great. And I do not want anything to hinder. There are many people that their blessings are being held back because of offense. Every time the angel is around to deliver, he sees that cloud of offense and he checks out. But I pray that you will let go and let God today in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus.
There is no general that can successfully wage a war without an army. He will waste his life. I really thank God for everything the Lord has done. The number 10 is significant in the scripture for so many reasons. But I'm just going to touch on one today. And then we will pray and we will close. The one thing I want to talk about the significance of number 10, is number 10 is the number of redemption. Number 10 is the number of redemption. Say, Pastor, how do you mean? When you open to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 20 in the Old Testament, the Bible says God gave the children of Israel 10 commandments so that by those 10 commandments, they can redeem all the goodness and the blessings that God has for them. And everyone that broke the 10 laws, any one of the laws, they have just disqualified themselves from the blessing. But you and I both know that the 10 commandments didn't work out too well. But thank God for Jesus. Somebody say, thank God for Jesus. The 10 commandments didn't work out too well because of human nature. And because God knew this and recognized this, he sent us his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus came and offered us grace. Do you know the number of grace is 5? And 5 plus 5 is 10. So as we complete these 10 years and we move into the next phase, the Lord will double his grace upon your life. You will receive double portion of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. So number 1 is the 10 commandments. Number 2, in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Somebody say all things. It's not some things. It's not most things. It's not the majority of things. It's not many things. It says he has given us what? All things. I'm here to announce to you this morning is all things. All things include marriage. It includes prosperity. It includes righteousness. It includes holiness. It includes power, anointing, grace, faith, whatever it is. He says he has, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. So God is saying something very intriguing here. Listen close. If God says, I have given you all things that pertains unto life, then one thing, I ask a lot of questions. This is how I study. This is how I learn. This is how I understand. If he has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, why do I lack? Why do I struggle? Why do I have needs? Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us, in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, it says when God said he was going to flood the earth, he did what? He opened the windows of heaven. Remember, the 1 Peter 3 that we just read, he said God has given us all things. But where are the all things? Please pull the scripture up. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Or 2 Peter. Please put it up. We just saw it. According to his divine power, he has given unto us all things. Open it. No, 2 Peter. It says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. The only problem
with this is that the all things, the goodness, the everything that is provided for in heavenly places. They are locked up where? In heavenly places. So you and I, we have a challenge. We have a dilemma automatically on how to translate it from heavenly places to earthly places. Amen? And in Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, the Bible talks about the windows of heaven. Praise the Lord. The windows of heaven. In Psalm 78 and verse 23, Psalm 28 and verse 23, and Genesis 28 and verse 17, the Bible talks about the gates of heaven. Amen? So, there's two dilemmas here. Number one, you have windows in heaven. Number two, you have doors in heaven. Psalm 78, verse 23. Praise the Lord. And what do you do with doors and windows? You use them to restrict access. Praise the Lord. So the blessings, God has made them available to us, but guess what? They're in heavenly places. And they are locked up there. So the challenge that you and I have is to translate it from heavenly places to earthly places. The Lord will begin to do a new thing. Like he made a highway in the Red Sea. In this new beginning, God will make new ways and opportunities for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. But one of the ways to unlock the window of heaven, to unlock the door of heaven, you will find in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Praise the Lord. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room for you to contain it. So what the scripture is saying is that God has given us all things. Somebody say all things. God has given us all things that pertains to life for you and I to live richly and enjoy this life, but they are locked up in heaven. And God says, when you pay your tithe, he said, watch and see whether I will not unlock the windows and cause the blessing that is stuck up in heaven to pour down upon you. One of the ways you will unlock the window, one of the ways you will unlock the doors of heaven is by your tithing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the question is this. What is the tithe? The tithe is 10% of your income. So when you look at the number 10, the number 10 can redeem for you your prosperity that is locked up in heavenly places. The number 10 can redeem for you your marriage that is locked up in heavenly places. I told the workers a story this morning. I'll share with you quickly. They were making a highway in Bangkok, true life story. They were making a freeway in Bangkok, and in the path of the freeway that they were constructing was a monastery, and a Buddhist monastery. So, of course, you know they will have the big statue of Buddha in the temple. So they decided, okay, we're going to relocate the monastery to a different location. So they decided to move the Buddha statue. And as they moved the Buddha statue, everything went pretty good until they tried to set it down. As they were setting it down, the clay on the statue started falling off. The nose dropped off. The eye popped out. The ears dropped off. The toes were beginning to fall off. They said, stop, 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 stop. Because Buddha was a national god for them. Everybody believed in Buddha. They said, we have a crisis brewing on our hands. We can't do this thing. But they had to. Moving it back will not solve the problem, because if they try to set it back there in the other place, it's going to, the same thing is going to happen. So they summoned up courage. They said, let's see what will happen. As it's falling off, we will plaster it back on later on when we're done. By the time they set the statue down,
all the clay crumbled. Guess what? Buried under that clay was pure gold. So the statue in the beginning was a statue of gold, but clay had been falling on it. Clay had been dumping on it. And because of the clay that had been dumping on it, over the years, the people thought it was made of clay. But they didn't know buried inside was gold. What I'm telling you this morning is that there is great virtue, great value, great talent, great gift buried inside of you right now. But it's all covered up with clay. I pray in the name of Jesus that in this new beginning, the Lord will cause men to recognize what you got. In the name of Jesus, the best of you will be exposed for the world to see. In the name of Jesus, men will begin to see the God in you. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because the real you that God made is finer than gold. I see you believe me, Sandra. It is true. The real you is finer than diamond. The real you is a priceless, there's no price we can place on you. That is why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You know what that is saying? It's saying your soul is more valuable than the whole world put together. The richest man in the world today is worth 50-something billion dollars. We don't have any trillionaire yet. Praise the Lord. Our budgets in America, we are hitting the trillion now. Praise the Lord. But there's no trillionaire in the world. And the Bible says your soul is more valuable than every wealth, every resource in the world, tap and untap. Your soul is more valuable. So you can imagine the kind of person God has created called you. Amen? For you to begin to unlock the resources, you need the redemptive power of 10. And that is in your tithe. 10% of your income. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the key that unlocks the heaven to redeem what God has provided for you is that 10%. Like the Bible tells us in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. And there's something I want to show you this morning. Please, I want you to have the slide ready. Don't show it yet, but just have it ready. You and I, to date, every human being, we have lived in three places. And we're going to a fourth. There's three places you have lived, three places you can live, and three places that you have lived thus far. And there's a fourth one that the Lord is taking us slowly and gradually in the name of Jesus. The number one place you and I live was in the mind of God. We were in the mind of God. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, that God said, let us make man in our own image. It means God conceived you and I in his heart, in his mind. Before we were made, before we were created, we were already in the heart of God. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 says, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Guess what? When I was in the mind of God, I was having a good time. Life was good. I did not have any struggles. I did not have any worry. I did not have any trouble whatsoever. Life was simply good. Someone say life was good. Everything I had, everything I needed, I had. Life was good. And number two, you can start showing the slide now. Number two, I lived in my mother's womb. In my mother's womb, everything was provided for. I could float around. I could kick around. I could dance around. I could yawn. In fact, there are some sonograms that have been shown. They show the baby sucking their thumb, even in the mother's womb. So in my mother's womb, I was hidden in an amniotic sac, and every need was provided for. I was connected to my mother by the placenta. If I needed food, I did not have to think about food. Food was provided automatically. I was cushioned and comfortable. Within the amniotic sac, there is amniotic fluid that was making sure that even if my mother had trauma, the trauma did not get to me. I was well protected. I was well provided for. Everything was working very good and excellent for me until I was born.
In fact, the moment I was born, the first thing they did was spank me in my bottom. And on my backside, they spanked me, and the first thing I did was cry. He started out with a cry. Started out with a cry and lie. Many people in life today are struggling. Many people in life today are stressed out. Many people in life today are troubled. When you look at where we are going, we're going to heaven. And the Bible says in heaven, we will not need any sun because God himself will be our sun. There will be no night, there will be no day. Everything will be awesome, everything will be glorious. So if I'm ultimately living in four places, and I see number one is good, number two is good, number four is good, then it can't be the problem of God. For a God that is consistent and accurate, it cannot make a mistake in this third place. So the reason I am troubled and stressed out cannot be God, is the point I am making. And when you look at the four places, the only place you have a choice in what to do is the third place. Maybe God shouldn't have given us a choice. He should have just made us creatures that just did and followed what he says without us having a mind of our own. But you see, don't go ahead of me like that. I was wondering what you were looking at. I'm like, we are not there yet. So in the world, at the workplace, the computer is acting all crazy. She's all stressed out at work. Next slide, please. That laughter is contagious. Stress at home. And even the president is not exempt. Next. Even Mr. President has no immunity against stress. He has no immunity against against trouble. Everybody is stressed out. And finally, even the pets are stressed. Even the cats are saying, what a world. What a world. What a world. Friends, what I'm saying to us today is that God has a better plan for your life than you have for yourself. Amen. God has a better plan for me than I have for myself. God believes in you more than you believe in yourself. If you and I will only believe in God and walk by the precepts of God, then this third place should not be different from the first, second, and fourth. Why? Because the one that created the first is the one that created the second, is the one that created the third, and is the one that created the fourth. So if that be the case, life should not be the way it is right now. And I pray in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, that every Pharaoh that has held you bound, every Pharaoh that has held you down, that God will set you free today. And you will begin your journey from today going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So first we saw 10 in redemption with the 10 commandments. Second, we saw 10 in redemption in the tithe, the 10%. Number three, the Bible says when God raised a deliverer for the children of Israel in Moses and sent him to Egypt to set his people free. Before Pharaoh finally let them go, he took 10 plagues. At the 10th plague, Pharaoh could not wait for them to leave. In fact, the Bible says Pharaoh was in a haste for them to leave. I prophesy to you today, as the Lord lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we have turned this cycle of 10, and we are beginning this new journey, every Pharaoh that has held on to what belongs to you, they will let go of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every child that is rebellious, as we move into this new cycle, the Lord will turn their hearts around. In the mighty name of Jesus, every promotion that has been held back, as we enter into this another cycle, the Lord will bring it to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, every great and precious promise that has been held back and jammed in, the Lord will let go and let loose. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Here is the word of the Lord. For you, as a member, or as you are visiting today, receive the word of the Lord. As the church has turned 10, God will redeem you. God will buy back your destiny. God will buy back your failing marriage. God will buy back your marriage that is elusive. God will buy back your future. Because you see, to redeem is to buy back. To redeem is to buy back. And the Lord will do a new thing. I read through the scriptures and I saw that consistently God did create and make new things. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 22. Jeremiah 31 and verse 22. The Bible says, "For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man." Said, "The Lord hath created a new thing in the earth." Bible scholars have told us that this was in reference to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And when you read the prophecy is in past tense. He said, "The Lord hath created a new thing. A woman hath compassed a man, shall compass a man." God hath created a new thing even before it happened. I'm telling you today that the things that God will do for you, even though you have not seen it, God is speaking of it in past tense. Oh, you didn't catch that. Because he already did it. You have not seen it. But now it will begin to be made manifest to you. But as far as God is concerned, it is a done deal. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will walk your walk. You will dance your dance. You will sing your song. In the name of Jesus. You will carry your own baby. In the name of Jesus. You will marry your own husband. You will marry your own wife. You will have your own houses. You will have your own cars. You will have your own business. In the name of Jesus. Every failing business, the Lord will redeem it. In the name of Jesus. Every dying dream, the Lord will redeem it. In the name of Jesus. You are almost giving up, but God is saying, it is the time of redemption. I am creating a new thing. I am making a new thing. I am doing a new thing. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You will sing your own song. You will dance your own dance. It is like unto God to make new things. It is like God. It is like God. Amen? It is like God. And we're going to be praying in a little bit. I need to round up now so we can make time to pray. Can somebody please help her? Please sit down, ma'am. Hallelujah. It is like God to do new things. Sometimes for God to demonstrate his power, it does something that has never existed before. How can a woman, a virgin, never known a man, be pregnant? That is totally incredible. That is totally unbelievable. And then in Numbers chapter 16 and verse 30, Moses was speaking when Korah and the gang ganged up against him and they were causing him trouble. He said, "But if the Lord make a new thing And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up with all that pertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit. Then ye shall understand that this man have provoked the Lord. Brethren, God will make a new thing concerning you. Never before have they experienced it, that the earth just opens up and swallows up selected people. Not everybody. When the earthquake happens, it doesn't pick who is going to swallow. It just swallows anybody along its path. But this one, they were all gathered together. I said, those that are on the Lord's side, come on this side. Those that are with the enemy, go on the other side. And they all stood together, and the earth opened up and swallowed them up. What am I saying to you today? It is nothing for God to do a new thing concerning you. For the earth to open up and swallow up certain people, he did it to make his power known. He parted the Red Sea to make his power known. It is like God, Satina, to do new things. Things that are astounding. Astounding. Never seen, never heard of before. The problem with us believers is we are called believers, but we don't believe God. What we believe is our reality. What you can see, feel, touch, and smell. That's what we believe. If you truly believe the God of heaven, your situation cannot threaten you for 1 second. You know why? Because if they say, oh, it has never been done before that such and such, I said, that is the realm of God. In fact, that is exactly the way it ought to be, so that everybody can know this is the work of God. Marcelina. Amen. It is like God to do something new. Something never heard of before. Oh, you have to wait in line 5 years before you get citizenship. And the only reason I'm not getting what I need right now is because I'm not a citizen. Okay? Are you a son of God? Okay. That's the only question I need to ask. You go figure the rest. If you are a child of God, God will do something new. I say God will do something new. In the name of Jesus, God himself can qualify you for things that you don't qualify for. For those that know immigration law and stuff, you will appreciate this story. It took me exactly 1 month, no, 1 year, and maybe 6 months from entering America to become a U.S. citizen. Less than 2 years. And I had my passport. And I went to England. Praise the Lord. It is like God to do something new. It is ironic. I want to be nice. I was going to use a stronger word. It is ironic for children of God to be expecting the ordinary to happen to them. Praise the Lord. When you know, the Bible says they that know their God in Daniel, he said they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Can I ask you, how many exploits have you done lately? So that should tell you one of two things. It's either you don't know your God, or you know him, you refuse to do exploits. They that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. When was the last time you fasted? When was the last time you prayed? Really prayed. When was the last time you said, you know what? I'm going to have a vigil by myself unto the Lord. And I'm not praying for money. I'm not praying for the devil. I'm not praying for anything. I'm just hanging out with God. I say God will do a new thing. God will do a new thing in the name of Jesus. I've said this over and over again, and I believe it with all of my heart. There are great ministers of God sitting here undiscovered. They have not even discovered themselves. Talk less of anybody discovering them. In fact, some people, you tell them today, be like, ah, no, that's not me. That used to be my story. I vehemently resisted being a pastor. And even after I became a pastor, I would always tell my wife, you know, I'm not really a pastor. She would say, but you are a pastor. No, I'm not a pastor. I just love helping people. That's all, you know.
He said, yeah, but that's the pastor. I said, no. I'm in the helps ministry. I'm not a pastor. So every now and again when I feel disappointment, I say, you see, I told you I'm not a pastor. Praise the Lord. May the Lord unveil you. May the Lord reveal you. The things that God himself has deposited inside of you, may he unveil. May he reveal. May he make known in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43:19, you know it so well. Said, behold, I will do a new thing. God wants to give somebody here a fresh start, a new beginning, new, brand new opportunities, even to do the things that you have always wanted to do, but you have not been able to do. I want you to rise to your feet this morning. Please rise to your feet. But very quickly, before we go on to begin to pray, it is important that we settle certain things because I know. Please pay attention to this. I know on the authority of God that some people here today will start afresh, a new beginning. And there's somebody here today, the Lord will have me tell you, get past your past. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Get past your past. Whether good or bad. You know, there's a way your good past can hinder you from making progress in life. You just keep sitting down sulking. Oh, I remember. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. You know, when you say, what you don't know is as you are saying, I remember, people are looking at you and like, what's up? Okay, I've heard you used to be all of that and a bag of chips with a Pepsi on the side. Okay. I know. But who are you now? Nobody is interested in the glorious past. Nobody has interest in that. What you are doing now is what even God is looking at you now. He's not looking at you before. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Friends, I believe God is going to do something supernatural today. And I don't want anything to hinder you. Peradventure, you're here this morning. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe that is why you are not doing any exploits yet. If you don't know Jesus, or maybe you have compromised your faith, whichever category you fall into, I want you to make right with God today. I want you to settle with God today. Because this new beginning, you cannot put new wine in old wineskin. It's going to burst and it will be of no value. So you say, I want to begin this walk anew and afresh. I want to start a new beginning, a fresh start. I want to give my life to Christ. Everything you have said, Pastor, I love it, I like it. But you cannot be a partaker if you don't settle with God. So if you're here this morning and you fall into any of those categories, just wave your hand, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Yes, thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. I have two. You want a renewal, a new beginning. Come forward. How about you come forward? Let's pray together. Come on, brother. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's encourage them. Le kasopra ia karanderia bakusto preria. A new beginning, a fresh anointing. A brand new start for you. A brand new start for you. Somebody get the camera from him. Le kastungredia bakusto preria radabo shakatalia. Renomo shanta ia radabo shegedegede. Le canto pra ia radabo shende ia radabo shakata. E procuso to predia radada. Ye casunto predia radabo shantalia. Please get the anointing oil in my drawer. Le castungra ia bacuso tom predia radada. Je cacatalia. Let's stretch forth our hands towards them and pray. We're going to pray as a church in a little bit. But pray for these ones as you sow seeds of prayer in their lives. The Lord will turn things around for you. You are sowing seeds, you will reap a harvest. Le kando rodobo shakanta ia radabo.
in the name of Jesus. A new beginning, a fresh anointing, a brand new start for you in the name of Jesus. Le katonda iaradabo shantalia radada. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Lift up your hands. Lift up both hands to heaven. Lift up both hands. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I give you praise. I love you, Lord. I surrender my life to you. Lord, I have been this road before. But I've stumbled and I've fallen. But Lord, I come today that you will pick me back up. That Lord, you will carry me in your arms. Hold me in your arms. Give me a fresh start, O Lord. Give me a new beginning. Restore my soul. Cleanse me, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo shanta ia radabo shanta kelia radadabo. Le kandorono mo sakanta lia radado. By the reason of the anointing. By the reason of the anointing. By the reason of the anointing. Let every yoke be destroyed. Give your children a brand new heart. A brand new heart. A brand new heart. In the name of Jesus. A brand new heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le karima kustom bredia radabo shakatalia. A brand new heart. A brand new heart. A new beginning. A fresh start. In the name of Jesus. Le korono shakantalia radabo shakataia radabo sonto bredia. Le karadabo shandaria radabo shegedegedegede. A brand new start. A brand new start. A brand new start. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know this morning, the Bible says when David was anointed, God gave him a new heart. A new heart. A new heart. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Lift up both hands to heaven. Lift up. Lift up. Lift up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Le karonomo shantalia. Please give them the card. Give them the card. Le karonomo shanta iya radabo sheketekete. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. My brothers and sisters in front, you're going to stay for prayer, but as soon as we are done praying, you will go with Dr. Ayo. Dr. Ayo, so you can sit in the third row over here in the back. Just sit back there so you sit together. He's going to take you to the back and talk to you. Hallelujah. Please sit down there. I will stand there. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want us to pray in the next 5 minutes. It's not how long is our well. Lift up both hands to heaven and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, purge me. Cleanse me, purify me in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to the Lord, because the completion of a cycle is a new beginning, the beginning of another, the new things God wants to do. You can't carry the old nature into the new things. Say, Father, purge me, O Lord. Lord, purge me, O Lord. Jehovah, cleanse me. Cleanse me, Jehovah. Cleanse me, King of Kings. Cleanse me, Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus. Purge me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, today, please forgive me. I confess all of my sins. I repent of them. And Lord, I ask that, Lord, you will forgive me. Lord, you will forgive me of every uncleanness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Next, you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, saturate me with your love, with your power, with your spirit, with your anointing. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Say, Father, saturate me in the name of Jesus. A new anointing, a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fill me, O Lord, to overflowing with your very nature, with your very life, in the name of Jesus. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lekato pradia radabo shantalia. Yeka radabo shantalia radada. In the name of Jesus. Fill me, Jehovah. Fill me, Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Saturate me with your power. Saturate me with your love. Saturate me with your might. Saturate me with your wine. A new wine. A new wine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every hidden evil in me as a person, let your life, your light, let your light expose and uproot them. In the name of Jesus, every old nature, everything that has held me back, everything that has prevented me from making progress, my God, open my eyes to see and uproot them by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, at this new level, in this new level, Lord, that I may hear, that I may see, that I may know what you are doing in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, all things are passed away. All things have become new. My God and my Father, I march into the future. I march into the future in a new journey, in a new beginning, a new anointing. In the name of Jesus, no evil from my past will hold me back. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We take three more. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me a brand new beginning. A brand new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. He can make all things new. He can create a new thing. He can make all things new. He can create a new thing. In the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, make my life brand new. In the name of Jesus. My God and my Father, your church, my family, in the name of Jesus, brand new, brand new, brand new, brand new, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your light into my life, into my home, into my business, into my job, into your church. You can add anything to it, but say, Father, send your light. Daddy, send your light in the name of Jesus. When the light of God is reflecting and radiating in your life, those that have not recognized you, they begin to recognize you. They will know you. They will know the God you serve. They will know you. They will know what you got. In the name of Jesus, every opportunity that has been eluding you, the Lord will restore unto you. In the name of Jesus, my God, in my family, in my marriage, let your light shine. In your church, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Salvation Center, San Antonio, let your light shine. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Finally, you are going to pray. And I want you to pray with all of your heart, with all of your might. One of the greatest problems we have is same old, same old. Same old, same old is stagnancy, but there is nothing like stagnancy, really. When you are not moving forward, believe me, you are moving backwards. Because when you are in the same spot, people that used to respect you and honor you, they will meet you and go past you. When they go past you, they are now telling you and giving you instructions what to do. You have regressed. Praise the Lord. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, beginning from right now, beginning from this moment, instead of stagnancy, let me experience rapid progress. Rapid progress. Rapid progress. Suddenly, beginning from right now, let my life experience rapid progress. Let my marriage, let my children, let the church experience rapid progress, promotion, increase, expansion on every side in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, on the business, in my business, oh Lord, rapid promotion in the name of Jesus. In ministry, rapid promotion in the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus, rapid progress. I rebuke, I reject, I curse failure, I curse stagnancy. In the name of Jesus, I curse stagnancy. You will no longer be stagnant. You will make progress. You will make progress. You will move forward. You will move forward. You are going 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 forward. In the name of Jesus. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. You are going forward. I, Adekoye Sonny, from today, from right now, rapid progress, rapid promotion in ministry, in work, in all areas, in the name of Jesus. Rapid progress. I am going forward. Backward never, forward ever, in the name of Jesus. I am going forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 All things. Hallelujah.
I will follow you forward.
Going forward.
Amen.
Backward never.
Amen.
Forward ever.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Concerning you, the Lord will make a new thing.
Amen.
Concerning you, the Lord will create a new thing.
Amen.
Concerning you, the Lord will make a new way.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you are not ordinary, Therefore, the ordinary means of doing things that have eluded you, they are not your portion. God will make an extraordinary way for you. In the name of Jesus, it will be apparent to all and sundry that this is the doing of the Lord. And it is marvelous in our lives. In the name of Jesus. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, Happy New Year. Okay. For those of you that find that weird, say, Happy New Beginning. 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 Excited about what God is doing in your life. I pray it will not be your portion, but that those individuals will have to get excited on somebody else's behalf. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen.